Everybody having a good summer? Looks like you might be having something.
And I didn't do anything to it. Oh. Just keep moving it wrong and it keeps hurting.
Okay. Hi, Elizabeth. She's still coming on.
Yes.
There she is.
Hello. We'll go just a second. I think Leo just stepped out. Here he comes. Been called this meeting to order. The August 11th meeting of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial. Hello. I think we have a quorum in attendance. Is anybody, and everybody's here, right, Cora? We have nobody?
Online. Well,
okay.
I'm having therapy, but since Elizabeth is online.
Can you sit at the table, please?
I'm sorry?
Sit at the table.
Elizabeth is online.
Good. All right, so the first item, just welcome back, everybody. We haven't met since the Memorial Day ceremony, and we'll get the opportunity to talk about the ceremony, any comments and feedback and plans for the next one. But first, just to review the minutes from the May 12th meeting, need to be accepted. I'll sign them. Any comments about the meeting minutes from May 12th? We don't need to review them in detail.
I have a motion that we accept these minutes as written.
Do you have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Accept the meeting. All right, second item is discuss additional names for the memorial wall. I guess, Colin, you've identified or had two new names have been submitted that have come to our attention?
Well, I got a big old stack of names from RD, and my wife went to work. Ancestry.com is a tremendous resource. And the majority of these names did not pass muster, but two of them did.
Okay.
So the first one is First Lieutenant Alfred E. Thomas, United States Army. He was born in July 1922 in McKinney, and I have his copy of his birth certificate to confirm that. I have a copy of his draft registration card that showed that he resided in Plano and was born in McKinney when he registered for the draft. He served with the 514th Fighter Squadron of the 406th Fighter Group as a P-47 pilot. His aircraft was named the Oklahoma Bronc, and he was shot down over flak over Luxembourg in December 1944. That would have been part of the Battle of the Bulge. And he is buried in the Luxembourg American Cemetery. The confirming sources, Ancestry.com, a copy of his birth certificate, draft registration, honorstates.org on the death and circumstances. So the second one was also a P-47 pilot, Second Lieutenant Joseph McCurdy. He was born on in March 1919 in Anna, verified by having a copy of his birth certificate. Also show his census records that he lived in Anna in 1920 and 1930. His family relocated to Bell County, and he enlisted in the Army in World War II from Bell County, which I think is down here, somewhere near Waco, somewhere south of there, maybe?
No, it's
Bell County. South.
Yeah. He served with the 390th Army Air Force Fighter Squadron. He also flew P-47s. He was killed on February 14th, 1944. Non-battle related causes. Sounds most likely like he had an accident of some sort. But he was buried up in Desert, which is a community here in Collin County. And so the confirming sources were Ancestry.com, honorstates.org, and Find a Grave. And I have copies of their information if anybody cares to review. So we have one confirmed that each of these individuals from Collin County, they were actually born here. even though McCurdy enlisted elsewhere, this is his home county of birth. And they both died while serving in the United States Army Air Force in World War II. So those are the two that I've confirmed. Interestingly, this one's been a Corporal Billy Ray Cool, killed in the Korean War. His name is on the plane of Memorial. And Artie's been on me about this one over and over again, but I think I put it to rest finally. But all the information that we have, which includes a copy of his birth certificate, all the information we have is that he was from Paris, Texas. And why Plano put him on their wall, I have no idea. They may not have the standard that we have, but I can find no record whatsoever of him ever being in Collin County. So,
what was RD's reasoning for promoting him to the Air Senate?
Only because he's on their wall, and he's not on ours. And, you know, our standards, he doesn't meet our standard. He was born in Lamar County, and and all of his family genealogy come that show the definite provenance to that part of Hugo, Oklahoma, which is up near that area, that part of town, a part of Texas. He was killed in action in the Korean War. He might have attended elementary school in Plano, but there's no record of him either enlisting in Collin County. So it's just, so between RD and I, we've kind of put that to death. I've got a bunch of others that, you know, we looked into. These individuals, none of them had, one guy was from a place called Prospect, Texas, which is in Milam County. So another one is in from Ward County, and I've got his draft registration. Another one from Gibbstown, Texas. So these names appear, you know, they'll show up on a website and they'll reference Collin County erroneously. I've seen that quite a bit. So these things have come to our attention, and we've vetted them out, and we just can't find any provenance. Here's one from Greenville. He's right next door. So he might have been from Farmersville, which is pretty close, but he was born in Greenville, and we don't have any record of him living in Collin County. As a matter of fact, our record shows that he lived in Dallas when he enlisted. So the only one that I still have that I'm doing some more work on is PFC Anthony Munn. He's a recent Afghanistan casualty. Now, comes from a family that was, I think he was born, in Tarrant County, but his parents had divorced, and so he split time between Prosper and Gainesville. And I haven't found anything. I think when he enlisted in Hurricane.
How old was he?
He was born in 1992, so he would have probably been, 19? He was just a young PFC. He was killed in 2011. So,
the reason I said that is because it's recent enough you might be able to ask Prosper ISD if you
so. Yeah, so anyway, shows his hometown as being Burnett, Texas. So, yeah, there's still some more work that I need to do on him, so I was just letting you know. Right now, it's not coming up with anything conclusive other than the fact that his father, I don't know if this is his father, or I guess his mother and stepfather were from Prosper. And then there's still some more research to find out was he on the Denton County side or the Collin County side? So he's still a work in progress. So
what just, service was that again?
Pardon me?
What service?
United States Army.
Good. Vernon is almost close to Clean, which is by Fort Hood.
Right.
So he made his training there and put his hometown as Vernon.
Yeah. I'd like to get him on the wall if we can, but, you know, thus far I haven't found anything conclusive. So we're still working on him.
Yeah, being that new, I would think we'd be able to.
High school records or
we'll reach
some
out
additional information.
Well.
Yep.
I know. And if you graduated from Prosper High School, then there's a high probability that you live there. And, right? Prosper High School does go into
Let's see, then the question becomes, we still need to verify, where did he enlist? Did he enlist in Gainesville? Hey, so he's still on the research list, so.
Okay.
So just, you know, the search continues. So anyways, these two that I just presented, all points of the needle show that they meet our criteria.
Great. Just curious, do they have any family members still living in the Collin County area for you that's up to date?
These two?
Yeah.
They probably have descendants, but I don't. Or relatives, but, you know, these are World War II guys.
Yeah.
We don't know. But, you know, it's interesting because a couple years ago when we found one of the Chrisman brothers, we didn't know if he had any descendants, and the city put in their newsletter that the name was going to be put on the wall, and the family then contacted the city, and so found out he had a daughter, and that was a, yeah, she came to the city, and that was a real pleasant, so.
Yeah. Any questions about the names that were submitted?
Was he a resident of Collin County at the time he enlisted? It says they moved to Bell County.
No, he was from Bell County at the time. So the criteria is they were either born or enlisted in Collin County, or resided in Collin County when they enlisted. So his provenance is that he was born here. Which certificate that you can't take out, but a summary of it is from Ancestry right over there.
And he was also still active duty. Is that the honor states and find a grave confirms duty status when he was killed?
Yeah, so I mean, the date was right within the window of the Second World War, and I'm going to try to find out what caused his demise, but he was a pilot in the Army Air Force, and he just says non-battle related, so he could have had a heart attack, he could have gotten scarlet fever, he could have crashed.
But he would have been on active duty still at the time. Okay. Well, just reviewing both, Lieutenant Alfred Thomas, he was born in McKinney.
He was.
He died on active duty. World War II, and the same for McMurdy. Joseph McMurdy was born in Anna, Collin County, and died while on active duty, which are the two of the criteria that are needed for submission. Any other questions, comments on the two names? I feel like you need. Anybody want to see the documents? I know you've got. Maybe that's what you passed out. And these came from RD, from some of his work.
Yeah, he did the research. he gives a name to me, and my wife then goes and grabs this. So there's his birth certificate. It's on Ancestry. $40 a month.
I was about to say, it doesn't sound like a free tier to me. You have access to all this.
Well, give me, I'll certainly continue to look through it, but I'll ask anybody have any questions or comments about the two names submitted. Any concerns or questions?
No, I think it looks pretty straightforward.
Lewis, I know you can't see it online or in person, but any questions you might have? Okay. So do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we include Second Lieutenant Alfred E. Thomas and Second Lieutenant Joseph R. McCurdy on the wall that are his companions.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Thanks, Colin, for your wife and RD's work to have the names. Generally, what would be our plan for, will we have time to have them added by November for Veterans Day at this point? I don't remember. I think, when did we switch that? I know we did.
It was during Barry, when Barry was here.
Yeah.
I guess the idea is to try to make the Memorial Day ceremony more memorial-like, which is an appropriate time to introduce these names. And the Veterans Day, make it more active for the living, you know, instead of making it the somber.
Yeah.
Ceremony. So, the other issue is that it's quite likely that we could add these names to the wall, and then December find three or four more. And I think it might be prudent to just hold them in reserve, and then you know.
Yeah, I forgot that we made a change to the policy where
we've got the airman that we voted on the last meeting, Christopher Fay. So. So that means we'll have three names to add.
Right.
It's always a moving target. That's, we've got, 428 names, I believe? Yeah.
Okay.
Well, how often do we schedule additions to the...
Well, that's what we were deciding. We used to put them on before November, but now we're just going to, as we've decided in the past, to put them on once a year, prior to the Memorial Day ceremony in April is when we do the engraving. So.
Yeah, I'm going to give us a chance to research these additional names you are still working on.
Yeah, I'd like to. Okay. This guy intrigues me here. He's got a great picture. He'd make a great portrait to go in the courthouse. I'm selfish in that respect.
So when do you notify the families that their relatives will be on?
Well, we would put it in the McKinney, you know, the newsletter at some point that will have names added, I think. But there's not another formal notification process.
Nine times out of ten, we don't, in these particular case, we haven't identified any family. In the past, when we have identified family members, we have notified them in advance of the ceremony. But in this particular case, it'll require luck by somebody looking at a newsletter that the city produces or Facebook page or something like that.
Especially if these are that long ago.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
And
take a lot of searching on ancestry.com.
Yeah, the board really had established, at least I've been here, Colin, before it may have been different when we really started adding a lot of names, and there were some younger names on the wall. It hasn't been a policy to formally notify them. It would really be more through opportunity than as a requirement to do that. So I think if there's research that would reveal it and we post it, there may be some opportunity.
In this case, if this gentleman turned out to be eligible, you know, we have lots of opportunity. We've got lots of names listed here, generalized locations to look them and hunt them down.
Okay. All right, the next item on the, any other questions on the names? I think we'll stay with our current plan, which is the add them for more before Memorial Day. Okay, next item is discuss the events of the Memorial Day ceremony. So, Steve, start us.
I thought it was great. I think we've got a good template for both ceremonies. That's more streamlined than it was earlier. We did a great job.
Yeah, either
from participating in these for a number of years, I think this is our best one ever.
Yeah, it really did go well. I think it was a nice ceremony.
Okay. Good weather and good attendance.
Yeah.
Good attendance. That's what I measure is the attendance. So.
Did you have any feedback, good or bad, as to the scanning the QR code for the program?
I haven't heard anything about that.
I didn't either. There's been no, there's not really a mechanism necessarily, but on, you know, when I was there talking to people, I didn't hear anybody comment one way or the other.
No, I did see people scanning it, and I like being able to scan it and have it and not have much paper print out, and at the end just throw it away and make it pass out. Yeah. But I like that feature.
I think it's a good tool moving forward for all of our activities.
We were contacted by, here just a couple weeks ago, the former director for the North Choir.
Yes.
Or not the North, the McKinney Choir. I forget her name now, but that lady.
Cynthia.
Yeah.
Thomas?
She has a civic choir now, so that might be something we can add as an option for our musical. They're interested in re-supporting us.
So that's a good topic for us to decide. Yeah. Do we have on the agenda to talk about the planning? Because that's a good thing to...
Today is not just reviewing it, but again, we can, in that context, it's fine.
I can give everybody a historic perspective. McKinney North was the choir of choice from the beginning, and then when their choir directors left, they had no interest whatsoever. We then went to McKinney High School, and this particular lady was the choir director, and she embraced it. And for 2 or 3 years, they did the ceremony. And then she left, and none of the new people wanted to participate. So before COVID, we had Farmersville High School choir.
Yeah.
And they were smaller. They did a great job, nonetheless. And now we have Cindy Johnson, is that her name?
I think so.
She was the McKinney High School choir director, and she would love to get involved again, and it takes somebody with that kind of passion to make it. And I feel confident, although I've not heard her group saying or anything, I'm confident they do a good job. The only caveat I have is we're missing out on the educational opportunity for the high school youth, which I thought was important. So school started back up. I'm wondering if I should reach out to the local choirs to see if they're interested before the next meeting and find out if there's an interest there. So
I also support the engagement with the schools, because I think it is a great, you know, we already do it through ROTC.
It's part of the community.
Yeah, so I like that idea too. I think having options is a good thing for us. But it's, it, you know, who knows with COVID. So.
Yeah. Tom, you're pretty busy. If you want to do it, I'll come. Squatters.
Yeah, if you don't mind. The the requirement would be that they would have to sing the Armed Forces Medley, the Battle Hymn of the Republic, and the National Anthem.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll
do it.
It would be nice if they put the Armed Forces Medley in proper order.
I thought the bugler was really nice. He did, the young man did a great job in front of a big crowd, and he was fantastic. So I think all the elements were really went well. Everything that flowed nicely. The speaker did a good job. So I think, yeah, the feedback I got right after that I spoke to a few people, including the mayor and others, were very positive. In fact, one of the councilmen said it was the, he also commented it was the best ceremony he'd attended and he'd been to at least several. So I got really positive feedback from others as well. So yeah, it was a good ceremony. That's what it is. And we can, you know, I think, you know, one thing I would like to see us do and talk about as we plan for the Veterans Day ceremony is how do we, our outreach to the community, how do we engage the community so they get the opportunity to see this ceremony? I think the more we can do, I don't know if we need to Facebook. I did notice Facebook Saturday, was it Saturday or Friday, posted the
Purple Hearts.
Purple Hearts. I don't know if you saw that. I sent you a screenshot of that.
I didn't even, shame to admit that I didn't realize it was Purple Heart Day until you sent that to me.
Yeah.
Do we have any anecdotal evidence on how the attendees found out about the ceremony?
I don't. Nothing, not to me directly, no. What I do generally find is my anecdote is when I speak to somebody, the general comment is, I didn't know it was here. I didn't know it. It's that's this is the first time for many people, you know, besides the people we know that are going to be there. But generally, it's that first time engagement is what I most find when I speak to somebody, whether it's a veteran at Home Depot working at the counter or Lowe's. I always ask those guys, they just don't know about what we have. And so, you know, if I could say our job would be, you know, one of our opportunities is to really provide a bigger awareness to the community. How we do that, you know, I see an opportunity, but not know, I'm not sure how we solve it, because we've talked about this before.
I made an announcement at the McKinney Rotary Club, as well as the Sons of the American Revolution, and we did get attendees from both of those organizations. So I know that.
Yeah,
that's what it takes, is that word of mouth. Yeah. We're our best advocates.
So I did interview, I'm sure, who I had to reapply for the board. I don't know if others did as well. Yours is tomorrow. Good, good. So I was there. I just did this maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Did you get notified that you had to?
Empress Dane sent an email. So
she's
did.
Been sending them to me, but I'm on a 2-year. So.
Your name is
not. Yeah, she sent one to me too, and when I pointed out to her that I didn't need to interview this year, she's like, oh yeah, that's a mistake. So, maybe he's a
lot of. Well, I kicked off.
So, let me close before we stretch too far on the topics. Any other comments, feedback, or opportunities to address how we consider the Memorial Day ceremony before we talk more general topics? Any other feedback? From the city and Parks and Rec, I mean, what I felt was it was really nice. And the grounds looked great. I know days prior we saw how nice it looked. The setup was great. It was really well organized. So the city and the Parks and Rec especially did a fantastic job.
Do we recognize the JROTC group that was present at the Color Garden?
We did.
Yeah.
No, I mean, do we thank them with a letter or something to go back to the school?
I guess we, historically, we haven't been doing that, but we've just been steadily calling them. I gave them challenge coins.
Yeah, we need some challenge coins. And that's something that maybe as a board we should consider, their, you know, more formal thank you to the community support that we get from like the ROTC and the Mounted Police and others that support us. I mean, we have limited funds. We certainly have challenge coins and recognition we can make, but maybe that is something that would be helpful to build.
Get them on the program is a good thing because then they get, you know, like Zach Bell is a bugler, you know, and he's going on. He's got an all-rad scholarship already, but, you know, it's always good. He's participating in something good. It's on the program.
I don't know that there's anything would prevent us on behalf of the board to give a thank you for your support recognition.
Thank you letter.
From the city and the board.
Yeah, we have letterhead here, so if you wanted to draft the letter, then you can send it to me. I would print it on letterhead and mail it from our office.
Okay.
Could we all like sign it at a board meeting kind of thing?
Okay. Yeah, I'm happy to take a stab at the draft. Anybody else is welcome too as well, but I certainly can do that. So I accept it, and then we'll review it at the next board meeting. And I think we've got several people. Zach, the JROTC, the Mounted Police, are there's a few. We should recognize and thank them formally. So I think
there's a way we can integrate the portion of making the circuit.
You have to probably rethink how you seat everyone.
Yeah,
it's a little tight.
That's yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to spook the horse.
All right, well, we have no public attendee today, no comments, but I think we just, any other items not on the agenda for discussion? I'll follow up one point. I was, when I had that interview at the city council office a few weeks ago, the entire city council was present. I think all but one were there, the mayor included, and they go through, everybody gets an opportunity. It was alphabetical, so it was fortunate for me. It was fairly quick, and certainly people got a chance to introduce themselves, tell what they're passionate about doing, and same thing for me. But they had me listed on the wrong board to apply for, so that was a little awkward. They fixed that, but they did comment, one of the other councilmen did comment how much public support. So I'm sure there's a number of people that have applied for the board, so I expect a big outpouring from the VFW community, but he did comment about that. The prior meeting where they interviewed people, there were a number of veterans that, in fact, more applicants for that is what he said than other boards. So,
yeah, I do know of two former board members that have reapplied.
In fact, they asked, I don't know what the rules, someone, maybe Empress Dame was going to look to see how many board members there could be. Was there a fixed number? And I didn't know the answer to that, but I think Empress wrote down a note to find out. I don't know what the bylaws of this board are for the number of fixed members and alternates.
Well,
but
I have to look into, because I looked at that interview, and because of the popularity, one of the council members wanted to increase the amount.
That's what he asked me.
So I don't know if that's possible or not without any kind of an ordinance change, but we'll just
see what happens.
That's not our call, though, is it? That's theirs.
When does the city council make their final decision?
You know better for us.
I think it's the 24th, but I don't think they're going to announce it until maybe a few days or a week later. So you'll just have to hang in there, because there are some people that haven't interviewed yet.
Which do you, well, it would be live online, right? The actual session where they vote for that? I watched that last year.
It'll be
communicated. Okay. November 11th falls on a Thursday, so is it going to be on the 6th, Saturday prior?
Saturday.
It will be, it's my recollection, always the Saturday prior. It would not be after Veterans Day. I think that's.
Yeah, let's.
We'll need to review that, but I think that's in my experience so far.
Is after, and the 6th is considered.
So the Monday before the 11th is the federal holiday, then we would probably the Saturday before would be the
6th.
Yeah. I think that's typically what we've done.
Yeah, we need to settle that in the next, confirm that in the next meeting, but traditionally it's been, not been after. At least I've never been here when it's been after, that I recall. And that's Colin, any prior?
Yeah, I think it's always done the Saturday prior to. Or the Saturday up. Or the Saturday. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. And this is, you know, that ceremony will be, you know, that's where we have the flyover, where we, you know, we do the flyover. It's a similar ceremony. We'll document it, but it's pretty laid out. We can tweak it based off any, you know, changes we think are appropriate from the Memorial Day ceremony. We'll add the flyover to the event. So, good.
If you guys want to do the QR code again.
Okay.
I'll be back with the board next
yeah.
time.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea.
You can still reach out to me, and I'd be happy to help do it.
So. That was a wonderful idea.
That's a little,
yeah, everywhere I go now, I was in Mexico just the last week, but everywhere, including, you know, restaurants, anywhere else, it's QR everywhere. So it's, we should not miss that as well. So I think continuing, that's a good idea. For sure.
Thank you.
Yep.
Any other items, comments? You know, generally we take July off just because we don't have a lot to cover. I think, you know, we do have some, we do need to start planning, so I'd recommend we do host the August meeting. We won't miss now going forward. We'll continue the meeting. So we do plan on the meeting August, I'm sorry, not August, September. We're already in August. I'm not sure the date.
We have Gold Star.
September 8th. Okay.
I do have one thing to add. Yeah, right. We received an email from a troop pastor for a Boy Scout troop who was looking for a project for an Eagle Scout. The young man who's doing it is the son of a disabled vet. So they were looking for something to do at the Veterans Memorial for him for a service project to his Eagle. Our staff have reached out to them. They're going to work with them in regards to possibly doing some of the dog stations around the park, doing some things like that.
Okay. Anybody have any other ideas?
Inspecting the flags and telling us what to replace.
Wasn't there an issue with the fountain not being clean?
Yeah. That was due to the winter.
Yeah, that. The secretary also said that maintaining it for the department is really bad, so it's something that our team is going to work with them. But if you are out there and you see anything, please let us know, and we'll make sure it's taken care of. But yes, the water fountain had, I think, stopped running because of that. It caused some of them, but once we found out, it was taken care of.
The issue that does arise from time to time is that due to drought conditions, that will turn that thing off. And the unfortunate thing about the water here is that it is just possibly the scale, and it doesn't, it's kind of unsightly. So if we run into an issue with having to turn the water off, is there any way we can get the city to, I guess we can, we'll look at it to see if there's anything we've done to get rid of that carbonate.
Right now, we haven't been putting any water restrictions, but yeah, in the future, we have a possibility.
Because a couple of years ago, we were in a drought. We had to get permission to turn it on for the ceremony.
Okay. Last comments. Okay. Do you have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good. So September, when's the next one? It's September. September 8th. Mark your calendars. We'll come back. And just for that meeting, is that the new board will be set?
No,
will be
October. Set?
October. Okay.
Yes. Hard
yeah.
side,
clean inside.
We can get that.
We can
throw someone down
quickly.
It's just now it's confirming
the fire.
Yeah.
We'll start planning, I think.
We'll start working on that now for a safe date.
Okay. Bye, Elizabeth.